Welcome to your Sunday Reader. Today we'll be discussing the readings for Easter Sunday, 2008.
A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. Peter proceeded to speak and said, "You know what has happened all over Judea, beginning in Galilee after the baptism that John preached, how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power. He went about doing good and healing all those oppressed by the devil, for God was with him. We are all witnesses of all that he did, both in the country of Jews and in Jerusalem. They put him to death by hanging him on a tree. This man God raised on the third day, and granted that he be visible, not to all people, but to us, the witnesses chosen by God in advance, who ate and drank with him after he rose from the dead. He commissioned us to preach to the people and testify that he is the one appointed by God as judge of the living and the dead. To him all the prophets bear witness, that everyone believes in him will receive forgiveness of sins through his name." The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Let the house of Israel say, "His mercy endures forever."
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
The right hand of the Lord has struck with power. The right hand of the Lord is exalted. I shall not die, but live, and declare the works of the Lord.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
The stone which the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. By the Lord has this been done. It is wonderful in our eyes.
This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Brothers and sisters, if then you were raised with Christ, seek what is above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Think of what is above, not of what is on earth. For you have died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ your life appears, then you too will appear with him in glory. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. On the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb early in the morning, while it was still dark, and saw the stone removed from the tomb. So she ran and went to Simon Peter and to the other disciple whom Jesus loved, and told them, "They have taken the Lord from the tomb, and we don't know where they put him." So Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. They both ran, but the other disciple ran faster than Peter and arrived at the tomb first. He bent down and saw the burial cloths there, but did not go in. When Simon Peter arrived after him, he went into the tomb and saw the burial cloths there, and the cloth that had covered his head, not with the burial cloths, but rolled up in a separate place. Then the other disciple also went in, the one who had arrived at the tomb first, and he saw and believed. For they did not yet understand the scripture, that he had to rise from the dead. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Well, welcome to another edition of your Sunday Reader. Today it's very exciting. We're celebrating Easter Sunday. And you have, as your host today, I'm Dawn Burdick. I'm in Canandaigua. And we have Father Mark. Would you like to say hello?
Hello, everyone.
And Father Mark is in Newark. Brian this week is, he's at his parents' house. He's on break, and he left his microphone at the seminary. So Brian, we'll struggle along without Brian. But don't worry, he's going to be doing the editing, so I'm sure he'll sneak himself in somewhere.
That's right.
So, Father Mark, we've made it to the end of Lent, and can you believe it?
No, I can't. Here it is, Easter is March 23rd, and, we're just barely into spring, mm-hmm. and we're already celebrating Easter. I mean, this is really, one of the earliest times that Easter can be in our calendar. I think it only can be one day earlier, March 22nd, right. and Like I said, we barely put away our Christmas decorations and creches, and here we are, celebrating new life and resurrection at Easter. So we can, it's just, it's really hard to kind of fathom this because Lent has gone very quickly. At least from my perspective, it's been a very busy and good Lent. But we're at Easter already. But wonderful to be at Easter. We can finally say the A word again, Alleluia. And
Right.
it's nice that we are celebrating Easter. And I love Easter. It's really my favorite holiday of the year, even more so than Christmas, because it's a wonderful day, especially when we celebrate the Triduum of Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Holy Saturday,
Yeah, I love
to
that
just
too.
kind of enter. So, I mean, it's just the church has really put this wonderful ritual together of these 3 days that just really flow well together, and going from Jesus at the Last Supper and the washing of the feet to his road on his walk on the road to Calvary and his crucifixion, and now to his resurrection and new life, which I think is great, just a wonderful journey. And I think it's interesting that, our gospel today from John has, here we are, you and I, 20 centuries later, believing in the resurrection and new life and everything. And Mary Magdalene has gone to the tomb, really probably with nothing else because she's lost a sense of hope and life. And she goes there and it's an empty tomb, kind of disappointing. Yet when she talks to Peter and the other disciple and running to the tomb, you do see a glimpse of the beginning of this resurrection faith, that the one who arrived at the tomb first, the beloved, he saw and believed, and yet they didn't understand what was going on. So I think it's interesting when we get to points in our life when we have nothing else to hold on to except for our faith. I just had a visit with someone from my parish here who is an older gentleman and is just not doing well. His health is not very good, and I'm just wondering if he is going to die very soon. But I just had a wonderful conversation with him, and just to be in his presence and see that he has nothing left as far as, his health is so compromised and he doesn't feel good. Yet, in the midst of that complete emptiness of his humanity, there is just this wonderful faith that came through of someone who truly believes in his Lord and Savior and someone who believes in resurrection, and to see that and to be in the midst of that certainly gives me a great sense of hope and gives me kind of a boost in the arm of some new life, because to see him kind of at, maybe the end of his life, entering into new life with this wonderfully profound and deep faith, I just felt very humble in his presence, because it really was, and I said this to him when I was sitting with him, I said, there's just a lot of grace in this moment. There was just this presence of God that was just so wonderful to experience and was a great reminder to me of, the experience of Easter and new life. So it was a great visit for me today.
You must get several of those moments, not all like that. But just being with people as they come to that point, I'm always in awe of people that, although they're suffering and they're in pain, they're willing to walk the road, I guess, because they have this faith.
They do. They do. I mean, it's just this. I was reading a little bit of a commentary about, the readings this for Easter Sunday, and it calls that what we celebrate today is a mind-blocking but soul-freeing mystery. Sometimes we just can't comprehend it. There's no way to explain it. There's no words to describe it, but it is liberating. At the level of the spirit, there is just this liberation, and it's wonderful to be in the presence of people who just have that deep faith that they can witness to in the presence of others, in the midst of their own poverty and loss.
I'm always in awe. I can't handle it. As we're recording this podcast, we're still in Holy Week, and at the beginning of Holy Week, I gave up, or for, at the beginning of Lent, I gave up watching TV, and then these last 2 weeks of Lent, the youth group, and I'm obviously part of that, we are. As our only drink, we're only drinking water, and then whatever money we would spend on the water, we're giving to an organization that drills wells in Kenya. So anyhow, all this is going on. So already I'm grumpy because I haven't watched any TV in however long, and now I can only drink water. And when you have that caffeine headache, you can't have. So I'm grinding. you know, whining and crying about how poor Don, poor Don. And yet, but then it's struck me several times this week about how minuscule my problems are in comparison and what God really did for us. And then hearing the story that you just shared with us, it's just, it helps me to remember that what I'm doing is, and put it in perspective, I guess.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's what, you know, one of the greatest things that we can be is, you know, as part of our call from God is to be a witness to our faith and to do that in a very real and authentic way. You know, just so we don't have to stand and preach in front of a group of people, but it's just being who we are called to be. And especially in the times of life when life can be very difficult, we are, you know, like you're saying, maybe giving up things and or when things are taken away from us. To be able to stand there and witness, you know, to a tremendous faith, I think just really, like you're saying, puts things into perspective and can give us kind of a nice new shot of life into us when we see that and experience it.
One of my observations, or what struck me today as you read this gospel passage, was the beloved disciple, or the one that Jesus loved, who it talks about how he got to the tomb first but didn't go in, and Peter went in first. And it so reminded me of myself because I'm really curious about something, but I'm a little too nervous to actually check it out and see, so I'll wait for somebody else to do it first. But I think that's one of the things, the neat things about how God has created us, that we each have different gifts, and so maybe Peter's gift was to go in first, but we walk this road together, and we talk about that a lot on the podcast, I know, but it was just another example, and I sort of chuckled to myself, and then yeah. He went in afterwards.
Yeah, he did. And, you know, some scholars and commentators have said that he's done that. I mean, that there's a show of respect for Peter, who was mm-hmm. kind of the leader of the community, that's, you know, true. And that's certainly there. But I never thought about it in terms of what you just said, which could be true, certainly, that the beloved, you know, the disciple gets to the tomb, and there is fear and apprehension there, you know. And so I'm going to wait for someone else to go first because I don't want to do it, you know. And I could certainly see that, you know, in their real humanity, that's what they did. Why wouldn't it be scary to, you know, go to the place where you last saw your friend buried and then to find that tomb empty? You know, that's got to be a very frightful feeling and experience. And for them to, in that moment, at least the way we read it in Scripture, it's almost as if this all happens at the same time. And maybe it did, I don't know. But they arrived at the tomb, and then the one who arrived first saw and believed. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's this recall of these moments with Christ who, you know, predicted these things and told them about that and shared that with them, you know, and how they are now going to start this journey of interpreting all that, remembering all those experiences and those conversations and those teachable moments that Jesus had with them, and now start living them. You know, what did it really mean? What did he really say when he said, you know, I will rise on the third day? You know, I must die and be persecuted, and I will rise from the dead. You know, what did that really mean? And so now it's time to live that. So that's why we've got, you know, as you heard in our first reading, that was from Acts, from the Acts of the Apostles, and that's the reading that we'll have during the Easter season, because now we're going to see how the early church really wrestled and tried to bring this faith out, this resurrection faith, really bring it out and try to live it. So, and like I said, here we are 20 centuries later, and I had an experience today with someone who's still very much real to me and is living out his resurrection faith.
Pretty neat that we're still connected.
Yeah, another, the Spirit is still very active and very much alive, you know?
Well, I think we've reached another conclusion of our podcast. And
very nice.
We wish you a happy Easter and encourage you to take part in all the Easter activities that are going on in your parish, and invite you to join us again next week. So have a good week, and God bless.